Today we're talking to Cheryl Keddy Scott. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us, Cheryl. You're the creator and director of Village of Hope in Lincoln. So let's start with what inspired you to start the Village of Hope.
Well, I've been in social services now for probably over 35 years. And after, while you're in, you want to make a difference, but you want to change. And I felt that sometimes that, we have to look in the mirror and we have to, take it one step further. So I wanted to make more of an impact. I wanted to be kind of more proactive than reactive. And that's where Village of Hope came to be.
Okay, now your Spring Concern campaign continues. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Many times, after we get through the Christmas holidays, January, February, March are very slow months when it comes to people donating, because people are already, looking after their own grocery bills and the costs of holidays and everything else. So we find that, that's when most people are coming in for emergency visits through Village of Hope and that. So we created Spring of Concern to make sure that our shelves are full and to make sure that we can help people with those emergency utilities, make sure that their lights are turned on, and make sure, they have food in their cupboards.
Now, is there someone that's influenced you to do what you do?
It's kind of a few over the years. I see people and, worldwide, and I'm thinking, we all have a purpose and we all can make a difference if we work together. So I kind of been inspired by young people when I see them doing these little food drives and that, but I wanted to provide hope. It's not about just giving out the bag of food, which is of course very important, but it's really about building relationships and building trust with, our friends and our neighbors and helping out.
Now, I'm sure you faced some hurdles over the past few years with COVID and all that stuff. So what have you done to overcome some of the challenges that you faced?
Oh, I tell you, the past few years has been very difficult. It's been emotionally, physically demanding. When we had to shut our doors down, I said, we're not doing it. We're not closing our doors down. We are essential, and we're going to make sure that anyone out there needs help, we're going to make sure that we provide it. And so we went 100% to delivery of food and leaving it on porches and everything. But as we kind of move beyond the pandemic, we're now looking at, okay, what can we do differently? Now we're past the pandemic, moving forward, but now we have all the factors of the cost of groceries, the cost of living in general going up. So we're really looking at our community garden expansion, which we're beginning this week. And we're also looking at putting community gardens back in people's backyards. We're helping them implement, whether it's a 4x4 square, digging up the grass, and helping them to plant vegetables and that. So, it's about the balanced diet. So, again, we really want to try to stay that proactive rather than reactive, and ensuring that everybody gets the balanced diet, healthy foods they need.
Okay, and can people come and volunteer their time at the Village of Hope and help you guys out?
Absolutely. Village of Hope is a volunteer-driven organization. We have right now 82 volunteers that work throughout the week, many of them doing deliveries, doing pickups, and then working on site here. We encourage everybody from students for community hours to, those who want to work 1 or 2 hours per week just to lend a hand in the food bank. We really encourage it.
Okay, and one last question. What is it that you enjoy the most about what you do?
It's so rewarding, giving and helping. When you see that person come in, a month later saying, I want to give back. I want to help. I may not have the funds right now, but I want to volunteer. I want to help out with the food drive. Just the appreciation that people have for us. Like I say, Village of Hope, we're all about building that trust and friendships, and you really see it rewarding when I'm in the community, when I'm in the local grocery store, just helping people. Nobody wants to come to, Village of Hope Food Bank. Nobody wants to come in here and have to sit on the other side of my desk, but, there's certain circumstances beyond their control that they have to. And I try to make it as easy as possible because, these are our friends and our neighbors, and we live in a community where we really need to work together to help each other.
Cheryl, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.